This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Spish Cakes, EB, and JP. So I was heading to pick up Carpool yesterday, and I was listening to our guys, Grant and Danny, and they had Lewis Riddick on the show. Mm-hmm. And Riddick is excellent on the radio. Of course, he's on ESPN. Sometimes he calls Monday Night Football games.
He's a former Skins exec.
Yep.
Yes.
He was in the front office here.
And he was talking about Jaden Daniels, and it was glowing.
Oh,
and he talked about whether
glowing
Jaden would be able to.
Can we do like another 4 or 5 minute glaze segment?
A lot of slurping.
Yeah, just a Krispy Kreme. Can we get sponsored by Krispy Kreme?
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And he was talking about whether the success which Jaden has had throughout the five games early in this season is sustainable. Here's Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously a lot of that optimism and the shift from hope to expectation centers around Jaden and his development, clearly. I think there's no question that what he is doing as far as his development, his mastery of the offense, I shouldn't say mastery, his continuing mastery of the offense, his leadership, his efficiency is something that's definitely sustainable because that's who he's always been as far as someone who was willing to put in the work on the field and off the field, ingratiate himself to teammates, immerse himself in the playbook, and then he's just freakishly skilled. So, yeah, that's definitely sustainable. As they continue to build out this roster and continue to make sure that protecting him is sustainable, having him have weapons is sustainable, continuing to build out the defensive side of the ball so they can give him more cracks at it is sustainable. And that's and keeping the infrastructure around him in terms of the coaching staff and the support staff that allows him to go out and execute, you know, making sure that stays as stable as possible. That's also something that's, you know, by and large up to the people who are in charge in Washington. So it's all sustainable. It's all something that can be built upon from here. And I'm sure that everyone who's in a position to affect that understands just how much it's not luck. Like they didn't hit the jackpot, you know, out of luck. Everyone knew all along that Chicago was going to take Caleb. They did the absolute right thing in drafting Jaden, and now, you know, it's off to the races with him. So, yeah, I think the shift is on, or rather maybe it's already taken place, like I said, when you're moving from, well, I hope we're pretty decent, to now I expect us to be pretty damn good. I expect us to put up points. I expect this young man to play well. I think that's well underway now, and that is a pretty good feeling.
That's a smart football mind saying this early season success is sustainable. We can open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Here's the thing. I think most people are going to say it's sustainable. I put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
What?
I actually want to hear from the people who aren't buying in.
I don't think there are many of those.
I don't think there are many.
Yeah. I don't think there are a lot. I don't know if there are any.
Well, is there
one person who doesn't think that what he's doing
they
is
might
sustainable.
Be, if they are, they're a diehard Eagle or Cowboy or
right.
Giant.
Or their name's Drab T-shirt.
Yeah. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Who's conveniently off today?
Yeah. There's
he's
six,
not a believer.
Yeah, he has E. coli.
There's 16% that have voted no. So there's 16% out there that say the success is not sustainable. And I'd love to hear
it might not
why.
Be from
like,
a defensive standpoint.
I'm not... like. A lot of things can change. Defenses can adjust. He could get hurt. But Everything we're hearing about the kid and what we're seeing on the field makes you believe the guy's going to be successful for many years to come. If you show this kind of success early on in five games, this is when guys are supposed to struggle.
No, can I say something?
When they're rookies and young.
Can I get over my skis here? All right? Let me, for the first time, get over my skis.
This is a first.
Oh, no, I can't wait for this. I'm excited.
Jaden Daniels, I don't know how to... Jaden Daniels is going to be a great player. That's just the bottom line. Like, he's a... Five games in, he's going to retire as one of the greats of his era.
I think you can all
one of the greats of his era.
So you're basically great already. So you're basically saying he's a Hall of Famer already.
He's on that trajectory.
You know why?
That's what you're saying.
Barring injury,
of course.
Because he's got the work ethic and he's got the talent. What else is there?
Right.
He's got the work ethic. He's got the talent. It seems he's got the moral character. Like, what is there? I mean, like, just goes back to our earlier conversation. The all-time greats, the Kobes, the LeBrons, the MJs, the Tigers, they outwork everyone, and they have incredible talent.
And this will fly.
He's got the same ingredients.
This will fly in the face of EBs, but they've got weapons. They could certainly add more.
Well, they will.
Caliber
weapons.
They will make them greater.
Yeah, they will.
Forward.
They got a patchwork offensive line.
Well, they're going to add them on both the offensive side and the defensive side.
Right.
Yeah.
800-636-1067.
I care more about the offensive side.
So that's my statement.
I know, but
he's going down as one of the all-time greats.
Nobody's really arguing. Like, he's on that trajectory for sure, and he was a great college player.
Okay, good. You guys agree with me. He's going down as one of the all-time
greats. I think things could go wrong.
He's got the ingredient.
He's got that skill set.
The skill set and the work ethic.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of guys have the skills.
Important.
A lot of athletic freaks out there. But to have the combo.
He's pretty close.
And humility.
He's pretty close to perfect.
Pretty close to perfect.
It's not far away from perfect.
I'm not 100% in that he's going to be a Hall of Famer just yet. And I'm just a little reticent. I brought up Marcus Mariota, which was just a random. He had a great start to his career and was drafted number
he's
two.
He's got
and
had takes athleticism. His talent. Marcus Mariota.
For once, I'll agree with you.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If
Marcus Mariota was a damn good college player.
If Jaden Daniels.
Some great physical traits.
If Jaden Daniels leads the Commanders to a win over the Ravens, that's an if. He's perfect. He's perfect. Then he's arrived at perfect.
Well, if he's the reason that
it's
they
hard
win.
To.
I said if he leads
cakes.
Them to the win. If they win the game, I'm pretty sure it would be Jaden Daniels leading
them
to the win.
Yeah, he's probably going to make some plays.
He's probably going to. Probably going to be instrumental in that win.
800-636-1067. You just heard Lewis Riddick say everything about this is sustainable. And what EB brings up, we've brought up many times. All the reports are his work ethic is unbelievable. He's showing up at 4 a.m.
He's showing up
all the ingredients.
So early he can't even listen to the junks. We're not even on yet. That's how early he's getting
he's
to the
He's actually
complex.
Getting up. Earlier than us.
He's getting up earlier than Valdez, which I didn't think was humanly
possible. Yeah, I mean, if he's getting there at 4, I don't know where he lives.
He's getting there at 4?
He's up at 3:30.
What time do you get here every day, Valdez?
Depends on how slow I'm moving, but anywhere between 4:30 and 5.
He's beating you to work. There's not many people in the D.C. area that can say that they're beating you to work. Jaden Daniels is one of them. He's one of the few.
Are you willing to say he's going to be one of the all-time greats?
Sure. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
No, I'm not asking you to say that.
Well, he is. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
He's just played a little.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback.
This is Matt Valdez
you're
saying
you're not being honest.
I'm being honest. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
You're not being honest.
You're not saying
that.
Through five games?
Okay, that's a qualifier. Through 5 games?
Through 5 games, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
He's
statistically and in advanced metrics, the best quarterback I've ever seen. Doesn't mean you win a Super Bowl.
Right. Nobody's saying that he's going to win a Super
Bowl. I'm just saying he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Nobody's saying he's going to win a Super Bowl this season.
All right.
So now you're expecting it.
He's going to win a Super Bowl.
I don't think.
In his career.
I don't think that's out of the range of
because
outcomes.
Because it's part of the equation of being one of the all-time greats.
Right.
So where are these 16%?
Yeah, who are these people?
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
I think I'm now officially over my skis, okay?
Why? That he's going to win a Super Bowl? I think that's why you draft somebody that high.
Yeah, but millions of guys are drafted.
It's still hard to do.
I mean, like, that means
look at all the great quarterbacks playing right now that don't have a Super Bowl.
I understand that, but I'm saying that those are your expectations.
Who are the great ones that right now that don't have?
I don't know.
Josh Allen,
Joe Burrow.
They're still early on, though. They're still got plenty of time.
Everyone told me how great Justin Herbert is. He doesn't even have a playoff win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the guy telling you how great Justin Herbert is and was is the guy where Mike Barr is
the guy
sitting.
Refusing Jaden's greatness.
Right.
Guy thinks he's just the flash in a pan. Mitch, what's up?
Junkies, good morning.
Hello.
I'm calling in. I don't necessarily believe that it's not sustainable, but what I will say is I'm afraid of two things. I turned 30 last week, and there is no greater pain in this world than being a Commanders fan. But what does scare me is that I don't know if it almost feels too good to be true.
Right.
I just love watching them. And so what I'm worried about is our secondary is really sketchy to me. You know, St. Juste a couple years back was having great games against A.J. Brown. Last year he was a dud. Forbes was a terrible draft pick. Thank you, Ron.
I feel like St. Juste is serviceable. You don't need to worry about those guys because those guys will get filtered out eventually.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they're going
to
improve.
You don't need to worry about that.
Saying, but St. Juste is going to be fine, I think.
Is this sustainable for this year? I hope so. I think it is. Got a good buddy from Baltimore. We're watching the game together this weekend. I'm afraid of playing teams like the Ravens, Eagles later in the season. Cowboys, as much as they suck this year, it almost just feels like I'm like, do I want to fully buy in. I'm just
stop
afraid.
Being, stop being,
me
listen
so
to me.
Much.
Stop being such a scaredy cat when it comes to rooting for the Commanders. A lot of scaredy cats in the audience. Embrace the fact that you're scoring more points than anybody, and you have a transformational
Absolutely.
Quarterback. In Jaden Daniels.
DB, it's electric. It's electric. Trust me, it's electric. Just a little bit timid. I'm afraid of this.
I feel the same way, too.
Have some swagger.
I feel the same way, too.
You know what this is kind of what I've noticed is that the old heads don't have swagger.
Right.
But the younger ones do.
Right. It's been beaten out of them.
Yeah.
And look, Justin Herbert, whatever you think about Justin Herbert since he was brought up, his rookie season, he had 31 touchdowns with only 10 picks. So you would have thought, that guy's on a trajectory, and maybe he will be the best quarterback in the league.
I guarantee you the local media in L.A. and the fans were saying, we got our guy. He's going to lead us to Super Bowls.
Yep.
And he's good, but Jaden's beyond that right now.
He's beyond that.
But if you looked at Justin Herbert's rookie season, and you're something, and you're like, well, this is the guy.
You're looking at a little snapshot. His bigger problem is he's got a Mahomes problem. That's his big problem.
Yeah, but he might
be a problem for a lot of the other guys.
But my point is,
what's their record right now?
Who's
the Chargers?
They were in a bye week,
so they're 500.
Two and two.
But having Harbaugh might put him over the top.
I'm not out on him. I'm just saying that, like, Jaden right now is an MVP candidate through five games.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, he might be good, but not a Hall of Fame good. Now, does he look like that right now?
Well, it kind of depends. It depends on how defenses adjust to him.
Yeah.
Because they clearly have not been able to yet.
Right.
Well, if anybody can adjust, he can adjust. Because I don't see a red flag other than his body type. That's like the only red flag.
Right now, that's a good way to look at it.
I caught up to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was on a Hall of Fame track. Different type of player, but more physical. And ultimately, taking too many hits, caught up to him.
Yeah, but he wasn't true. But he wasn't as explosive as JD.
Right. I said a different style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping that he doesn't.
And he was
that
never,
kind of
he never had the accuracy ever.
No.
I'm hoping.
But he was a different type of quarterback, a different style of quarterback than you're used to seeing.
All right. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax. Gary, what's up? Is this sustainable?
What's up, boy?
Hey,
what's
buddy?
Up, Gary?
I do believe it's sustainable, but here's my thing. I didn't want to speak a negative into existence, but since JP already touched on it a little bit, through five games, if you look at it, I think Forbes might have missed a game with a thumb or something. Eckler with a concussion. We really haven't had any really major injuries to any of our key players. So with that in mind, they say the number one determining factor in the NFL for winning and losing, I think, is turnovers, right? And I think that's what they always say, turnover rate.
Big factor,
yeah. Like that. Okay, so here's my question. Would you rather lead the league in turnover ratios, let's say plus 30, 35, whatever, two a game? Or would you rather go through a whole season with no more than say one game missed by any of your starting team.
I'd rather go with no more than one game missed by my star.
I mean, if I have a plus 30 turnover ratio, I think I go 16-1.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to lose any games.
I think I'm going to take that.
That's kind of a crazy stat.
I'm
going to
take that stat. Yeah, I mean, has anybody had a plus 30 in an entire season?
Look, I don't know. I think if you wanted to take a reasonable take at this. Now, Lewis Riddick is a very smart football mind, and he's saying from what he's seen, college, pros, everything surrounding Jaden Daniels, work ethic, his talent, it is sustainable. And Justin Herbert's a good player, so I just went back and looked. His first five games, he started off with 12 touchdowns in his first five games with only three picks. Now, he's a good quarterback, but maybe the reasonable approach is you do need to see more. We just love what we've seen so far.
Yeah, you can't.
Jalen Hurts, two seasons ago, Jalen Hurts looked unbelievable.
True.
An unstoppable force.
It's a good example, but he didn't look that way when he first started.
Right.
He just got hot. Maybe it was just a temporary hot.
Yeah, but he had a great run.
But the point is that they were probably saying that in Philly. The same things the Washington fans are saying about JD. They're saying that about Philly.
Is that true? Is he there at 4 a.m.? Is he out working everybody? I know he squats 9 million pounds.
Who knows? Yeah. But they were saying that we have our guy finally.
I've never heard a negative word about Jalen Hurts' work ethic.
I didn't hear a negative word about Deshaun.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? Good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I met y'all a couple of times, man, at the Sundress joints.
Very nice.
But anyway,
good times.
Who was the most intoxicated?
Cakes. No, actually, you might have been. Okay. You might have been.
I usually.
It's a photo finish.
You were pretty done. You were pretty done.
I could drink.
Yeah. Did you get booted out one time?
And Lurch would just look around and be like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, where you from?
Cakes and I share that in common. We've both been kicked out of our own appearances.
Yes. Hey, that, you know what it means?
That's
we're
hilarious.
Committed to our appearances.
Now,
hey, just as committed as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever stood in line for your own event. I don't remember when that was. Like 20 dumb. Years ago.
I was dumb. I was young and stupid. Yeah, now I'm older, I'm more sage.
What's that song, Young Dumb?
I'm seasoned now.
So what else, buddy?
I did want to say this. I feel like, you know, I know everybody has had, like, friends that are females that have been in, like, those terrible relationships, and then they finally get with the good guy that's actually got a good job and doing a whole bunch of good things for him. And then the girl almost self-sabotages sometimes and says, oh, well, this isn't good enough for me, or something's not right. It can't be this good.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like that's how our fan base is right now. It's kind of like we're so used to things being bad that there actually are organizations out there that have good quarterbacks, have good reputations and good things going for them. And now it seems like we're one of the people that, like, you know, we're starting to have this, but it's kind of like, well, hold up, it can't be this good.
It's a lot of scar tissue.
All I want to kind of put that on that. Yeah.
I think you're right. A lot of PTSD.
There's a lot of second guessing.
And even though we said we're going to try not to bring it up, there's RG3.
Yeah.
The problem is he was way less talented. I don't even think about him anymore. Way less talented, not as committed. He was more into body. You know,
I've got zero RG3 residue in my brain. Don't think about him one bit.
Yeah. But the similar results and taking over the town.
But you look at it closer. He didn't have all the throws. He couldn't read the progressions. That's hindsight.
At the time, you thought he did.
Correct. It is the benefit of hindsight. But I've already seen this kid throw guys open. I've already seen him make the tight window throws. I've already seen him make the progression. Like, literally,
but his point is
he could do it all.
Yeah, but JP's point is, back then when you saw RG3 play, you were saying, we got our guy.
Yeah, but I didn't see those things. I never saw him throw.
You said
open.
He has all the throws.
I thought he was our guy. For sure, you're 100% right. But in hindsight, he didn't have those attributes, and I never saw them.
Of course. Yeah, in hindsight, right.
But at the time, you argued it. I was telling you that Andrew Luck was making more sophisticated throws, and you said, quote, RG can make all the throws.
Right? Well, I just had faith, but it was blind faith. This one, you see it. I mean, no one's going to say, you think he's going to have a RG3 like career arc?
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's why I said this argument about whether it's sustainable, most people are going to say it's sustainable.
Can't miss her.
I don't know who's arguing against it. I don't know who the 16% were voting at Chunks Radio against it.
Well, they're afraid to call.
Got to take a break. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Frank sent a text to me during the break. You guys know Frank. Used to bring us food from the Palm back in the day.
Yep.
He's a Dolphins fan, so he doesn't have a dog in this fight. But he said, tell EB to settle down. It's way too soon. It's only 5 weeks. You guys are calling him a Hall of Famer. What's the difference in excitement between him and RG3 his first year?
There's no
You guys
difference.
Said everything exactly the same about RG3, and then we buried him.
All right, hold on. There's no difference in excitement. I agree. There is a difference in his skill set.
And the player, his personality.
Yes. There's way a difference different. In all of it. But specifically,
all of that is hindsight because at the time,
correct.
You loved his personality and you
didn't know
loved his work ethic.
I didn't know he was an egomaniac during his rookie season.
And you loved his throwing ability.
Yeah, but I was just saying, I was just defending him. He did not throw. I've already seen things. Robert, in his entire career, when he was with the Browns, the Ravens, he couldn't throw guys open. He had to wait for them to get open. He was too slow with his reads. They said that at the beginning. I was in denial. They were right.
I would bet on Jaden's success right now.
I don't understand why we're comping him to RG3 at this point.
It's because that's what it
comes to.
They're
doing it just because we were excited about him, too.
12 years ago.
I know.
Because it's analogous, Cakes. That's why.
It's ancient history.
It's analogous. It's only in excitement, not in skill set. He's better in all aspects.
Now, here's just something to consider. I thought this was a reasonable text. He added, what's the combined records of the people they've beaten? Would it be just because of a week schedule? This week will be a good decider.
Yes,
and that's true.
Be.
This week is a measuring stick game.
Arguably one of the best team in the league. So, it doesn't matter about the record.
It's a measuring stick game.
The Bengals are a very good team. I don't care what anybody says. We beat them on Monday night at their joint.
They have a terrible defense,
unless he goes out and puts up a donut, I'm still going to think highly of Jaden. Basically, no matter what happens against
it's reasonable.
Baltimore.
I mean, unless he does it week after week.
Yeah. But maybe.
Yeah. Which it doesn't look like he's going to.
He's not going to. Yeah. He's too good.
He'll
have a 3-interception game. He'll do that. But he's just too good to not have sustained success. Barring health.
I think he'll have sustained success.
To agree.
Now, the levels of success, I don't know. Like, right now, he looks like an MVP. I brought up Jalen Hurts earlier. So, the year that they went to the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts had just 6 interceptions. And he had all the rushing stats. He ran for 13 touchdowns that year. He threw for 22 touchdowns. His quarterback rating was over 100. It was 101.5.
Yeah.
Last year, he threw 15 interceptions, quarterback rating 89. This year, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. His quarterback rating is 85. Like, he's come down to
earth. One thing I'll say about Jalen, and Jalen surprised me when he was at his peak of his powers. But we all know in college... And believe it or not, Jason, there was a time where I did watch college football.
That's shocking.
He was not a prolific passer by any stretch in college.
That was not what he was known for.
By any stretch.
No, he was a runner.
Yes. Yep. And then his passing really actually shocked me. But maybe he's just kind of coming back down to earth. I don't know.
His completion percentage has actually gone up. He's just throwing more interceptions.
Yeah.
Well, he's fumbling the ball.
Also, I'll give him a little bit of a pass. He's still adjusting to a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah. He's still good. I'm not saying he's bad.
Right.
But in terms of the level of success, like when you were talking about Jaden Daniels sustained success, Hall of Famer, you're talking about like a Peyton Manning type production where it happens season after season after season.
I believe that.
That remains to be seen.
I believe that.
Like Justin Herbert.
You're saying Hall of Famer. I don't want to say Hall of Famer. I just want to say all-time great.
Like Justin Herbert.
Right, but that's equal.
It's basically the same thing.
I know. I'm just trying to
I like your semantics.
Bit,
yeah.
Justin Herbert, if you looked at the first 5 games, you would thought he's going to win MVP, MVP, MVP. And he's been good. Jalen Hurts, good. There's different levels of success.
I don't know anything about Herbert's work ethic. Is he there at 4 a.m.? Does he beat Jalen?
I don't know.
To me, that means something.
Have you heard anything bad about his work ethic?
No. I don't.
So let's assume.
But I didn't hear anything bad about Deshaun's.
Let's assume that he puts in the work.
What a great guy Deshaun was. I can remember when he was in college, and they stroked Deshaun, for lack of a better phrase.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Justin Herbert's been good.
Yeah, that's That's the one guy that Dabo recruited that turned out to be a bad guy.
Justin
turned out to be evil.
Justin Herbert has 119 touchdowns with only 43 picks. It's not like he's been bad. Just saying that we're talking about success. he's not. Well, nobody's talking about him as an MVP candidate right now. Who? Justin Herbert.
Yeah, no, but he would be in. He's capable of being in that discussion.
If you actually look at his season by season stats, they're incredible.
Yeah.
But as Valdez brought up earlier, he doesn't even have one playoff win.
Again, well, he has a Mahomes problem.
Well, Jaden Daniels doesn't either.
Yes.
I mean, so let's wait on that.
He's got a major obstacle on his way as far as winning playoff games.
Yeah. He's going to be one of the all-time greats. He's got the ingredients. Got all the ingredients.
I'll agree he's got the ingredients.
Yeah. Let's go to Kevin in Waldorf. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Kevin?
I just want to reiterate the point that football is the ultimate team sport. Jaden Daniels cannot.
Terrible phone.
We're just having bad phones.
Terrible phone.
It is an ultimate team sport. There's a lot of other factors. And when you listen to Louis Riddick, he brought up a lot of those other factors. But Cakes has mentioned it. They can get better receivers.
No, they would.
They can improve the offensive line.
They will get better receivers. They will get better players all over the roster.
Of course.
Because you have a real GM in charge, finally, instead of Ron and his cronies.
That's common sense.
Let's go to Walter in Baltimore. Walter, what's up, buddy?
Walt?
Oh, Jesus, I thought. Hey, buddy. Walter, what's up?
I remain an RG3 fan with two jerseys in the closet, not bootleg. Y'all know I'm not playing. This guy had it just like Jaden has it. He is you look at any sport. You named him earlier, LeBron, you named Kobe, you name all these different sports, hockey, soccer. You can see it. You can see these guys are not arrogant. RG3 was a bit arrogant. But
no, they're arrogant. They're arrogant,
too. There were flaws in RG3, but the thing that ended it was Haloi Ngata hit on the sideline. It was a legal hit, but it was a devastating injury. There's no I in team, but there are injuries in team. That's what happened to RG3. I still love
this
game.
I agree to an extent. RG3 could have had a much different career arc, but I don't think he was ever going to be the passer that Jaden already is.
Even if Jaden got injured, don't you think he has the skill set to bounce back from a broken knee?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It appears he does.
I think yes, because he has passing skills Robert didn't have in terms of reading the field, throwing guys open, and everything else he does. God, I mean, Robert threw a nice deep ball. That's for sure. Robert ran well, although it was a straight line run.
Valdez, you had your fill of Robert talk.
I know. I just don't want to relitigate this. Rob,
I'm with
like,
you.
It's just,
there's nothing to relitigate.
The only thing is the hype. It's just the hype.
He was a shooting star with a limited skill set.
I know, but it's easy to say that now.
Correct.
But back then, the talk of the league was RG3, just like talk of the league was Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but the difference is I've already seen more from Jaden than I saw from Robert. I've already seen this.
Well,
you never saw him throw a guy open.
It's easier said. It's easy to say that now.
How can you argue it?
He made throws.
Because you don't remember what you said about RG3 every week.
I was just defending him because he was my guy.
No. He was making plays in his rookie year. He was making great plays,
but like JP said, they were simple. It was the read option stuff. I mean,
okay,
one read stuff.
I mean, Jaden Daniels has thrown a bunch of screen passes too.
Okay, but he's also thrown guys open.
I guarantee if you
times.
Went back and looked at RG3 in a few of those games, he was throwing guys middle of the field.
He was incapable of it. He was incapable of throwing guys open. He had to wait until they got open. That was a huge criticism.
The quarterback position is so much different now than it was when RG3 was playing.
Telling you, Jaden has more talent in his pinky than Robert.
I think he would
be
successful.
But that's not the discussion.
I do think he'd be successful.
It is.
No,
just as a pocket passer. But I will say, what has separated him, what makes him an MVP-type candidate, are his legs.
Yeah.
The ability to get those first downs. They're 8 for 8 on fourth downs for a reason.
It's
because
the combo.
Of his. Yes.
It's the combo.
He's a deadly accurate passer, and he's has the capability of rushing for 1,000 yards
and
as a rookie.
He outworks everybody. He's beating 15-year veterans. He's beating the coaches into the office. And we are week 5. He's already a star, essentially. Like, he's a household name already. And he's there.
He's a one-name guy.
Huh?
He's becoming a one-name guy.
Yeah.
Just Jaden. You know who you're talking about. It's close to one-name guy
status. You're right. The excitement is the same.
I call him JD.
That's fine, too.
I like JD 5.
You're right, the excitement like JD, is the right. same, but you're wrong in that we've already seen more from Jaden than
not
we
saying
saw
that,
from
I'm not disagreeing with you with that. I'm just talking about the hype. The hype with RG3 was equal, if
right.
not bigger.
Turns out, though, that hype was a fraud.
Okay, again.
But this one is
we
not,
didn't know I've that at the time.
Enough, but I know now. I've already seen enough.
Okay. Well, it's,
you just want to see more.
It took you
2.5 right. years to realize the first one was a fraud. Yeah.
Correct.
You were Correct. Entrenched.
Correct.
I'm over RG3. I'm happy to never bring his name up on the show ever again.
The
it
only
will.
Reason why I bring him up
it'll
is to
come
poop
up tomorrow.
On.
I guarantee you it comes up tomorrow.
I'm feeling a tickle in my throat.
You want to put that 10 bucks up?
I might be out.
You want to put that 10 bucks? And I won't bring it up. I'll put that 10 bucks up that you owe me. It'll come up tomorrow, RG3.
You're the one that's bringing it up, though, because you keep comparing it.
I don't bring him up.
You did. You just said
he brings him up.
I know, but you're saying, it's the same. It's the same.
I'm talking about the hype was.
The hype is the same.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the hype.
Well, I'm talking about the talent.
Oh, we're talking about the sustainability.
I'm talking about all that. He is different. Robert was a great athlete. Robert was, in hindsight, a track star playing quarterback. He missed his calling.
He produced 20 touchdowns with only, what, 6 interceptions his rookie season?
Maybe
with all
less.
The running?
Maybe 4. I mean, it was pretty crazy what he did. It was pretty crazy what he did, but that was Shanahan genius.
The only reason it's brought up is that the statistical trajectory is very similar, and the results and the hype and all of that stuff is very similar.
Correct, but not. Yeah. Turns out this guy's way better.
Yeah,
though.
But JP, you're looking at individual statistics. Right. If you look at the team statistics,
right? Robert didn't get off to a 4-1 start.
Yeah,
I know that.
No, but he did. But he didn't get them to the playoffs.
Okay, but it took Herculean effort down the stretch.
And it took
to
Alfred
do it.
Morris, who underappreciated.
Okay, well, they've had a great running game here too. It's very similar. That the addition
think,
of Robert
don't,
Griffin
I don't
the
think
third
Ron Robinson's on pace for like 1,600 yards.
The addition of RG3 to the team, a guy who was drafted in the same spot, mm-hmm. who led them to the playoffs, was largely because they became a great running team because RG3 also ran for 815
right, that
yards.
Team started at 3-6, and Shanny quit on the team.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but
I guarantee you, Dan Quinn ain't quitting on this team.
Definitely not.
Jaden,
not in his DNA.
Jaden will probably throw for more touchdown passes than Robert did his rookie season. 20-5 is what Robert gave you, plus 815 yards rushing. So it's analogous.
The only difference is this one is way more talented. That's the only difference.
Right.
Their numbers might look similar. This guy's got a toolbox, like I told you. His toolbox is that little micro screwdriver set when you go into like Best Buy and you're standing there or you're at Home Depot.
You're trying to fix glasses.
And you're trying to fix your little computer.
Your glasses.
That little micro screwdriver set. And his
glasses.
Is like that big red thing that you'd see at Sears with that big toolbox.
Craftsman.
A Milwaukee.
A big craftsman. With all the shelves
we're
and everything,
we're talking about
he's
Sears.
Got it all.
I don't get how YJP just wants to compare touchdowns. From
he's just
each
looking
of them.
At it from a number standpoint.
This offense is so much better than the RG3 offense.
Yeah,
it is. But he's just bringing up the fact that back then in 2012, in the first 5 weeks, even though they weren't 4-1, everyone was talking about
we got our guy. Right.
This guy is going to be one of the greats.
The difference
I guarantee you that was said
right.
hundreds of times.
Right, but we hadn't. Right, you're right. But we never saw what we've already seen from this kid. I maintain that.
I don't know if that's true.
We're more sophisticated now.
But I'm willing to move on. Yeah, I will use Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert.
Let's move on.
In the future.
Let's never bring
Impossible.
Up RG3 ever again.
Impossible.
800-636-1067. I'll take your $10 bet. We'll be right back. All right, this is Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We're going to do Junkie Shootout at 8:45, but we'll do it at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Got carried away with the JD-RG3 comparisons. Tomorrow, there'll be none.
We'll see.
But let's open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, I thought I was doing the EP later. I'm happy to do it now if you want.
Yeah, we switched everything up.
I know, you guys did that when I was getting my cupcakes. entertainment page brought to you by BMW Fairfax, heading over there today right after the show. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. That's 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more, bmwfairfax.com. Ask for Miriam. Ask for Mike. If you're over there like me and you got to go to the service department, ask for Elena. They'll take care of you. I promise.
Are you eating cupcakes every day? Because I've noticed when I'm cleaning up, cleaning up cupcakes.
You're on a cupcake binge?
Yeah, I'm on a heater. I'm on a cupcake heater.
I think you are the Cal Ripken of cupcakes.
Are they legit Hostess cupcakes or are they knockoffs?
This is what shocked me.
They're knockoffs.
They're Choco Fills and they're delicious.
Are they really good?
They're really
good. Would you be able to tell the OG Hostess? Side by side?
I actually don't think I can.
Blind taste test?
Every day I'm picking up a plastic little cupcake thing.
The tin.
Pass the sugar.
Oh, what? He doesn't throw it out?
I've noticed Eric doesn't.
He doesn't throw it out. He doesn't really care about the kitchen.
What do you mean? It's not the kitchen.
No, right here.
Right here.
Oh, I thought it was in the kitchen.
All my papers and stuff.
I sometimes pick it up and throw it in recycle.
Oh, do you?
I
mean,
I try not to be a pig. But, by the way, yesterday, on the way to the match, I stopped by McDonald's and I had a hankering. The truth is, I wasn't striking the ball that great, so I was a little bit depressed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I got a large.
Hence the team move golf aids.
I got a large chocolate shake.
Ooh. Yeah.
And a filet of fish.
Okay.
A filet of fish now is about the size of a half dollar.
Right.
So yeah, but you know what?
They shrunk it down.
Smallest.
Yeah, it does the job.
It was fine. Then I pummeled
fries?
The chocolate. No fries. I'm watching my figure cake.
I can tell.
I'm only having 1,000 calorie shakes.
Cupcakes, shakes, filet-o-fish. Jamie likes to call it fish filet to tilt me.
I pummeled the chocolate shake on the drive to Alexandria.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Amazing. And then I felt like I had to barf for about 8 hours. Because I had so much gluten and so much
dairy.
Whatever's in there. Yeah.
Lactose.
So much lactose. And my wife's like, what are you doing? You know, we think you might even be lactose intolerant right now. Like, what are you doing? And I go, I just needed to pick me up.
You're back on the horse with the cupcakes.
You needed a boost after. Yeah,
how big did your belly feel the entire time?
It was enormous. it was an enormous belly. I drank 5 gallons of liquor.
Didn't you have instant regret after housing the milkshake?
As soon as I was my last slurp. Regret.
I'm going to eat
but
you.
The entire time I was slurping it.
Joy.
Joy. Heaven.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain.
Something about shakes that do that to you. They're so good.
I would do the There Will Be Blood milkshake bit, but it would be lost on you. It would just be lost on you. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I drink your milkshake.
All right, what's that from?
There Will Be Blood.
He just said.
Well, I've never heard of it.
It's an infamous scene. Daniel
I agree
Day-Lewis.
With you.
I've never
I
heard
watched
of
the movie,
there
but he
will
told
be blood.
You this is from.
I know, but you. I never even heard of the movie. So how? I don't even. When he says
You've
there will be blood.
Never heard of the movie, There Will Be Blood.
I've heard the phrase. I don't know if it was a TV show, a documentary.
Have you heard of Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
Do you know who that person is?
He's a guy that he stays in. Yeah,
he's a method actor. He's an actor of note. He starred in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
I guess he's kind of weird, but he's a great actor.
Hey, thanks for the EP. It was good.
I'm giving you, I'm just, you know, the EP's
fun.
My
hey, this is entertaining.
Yeah.
You weren't entertained by my DDL impression?
The entertainment, exactly, Cakes. It's not about Hollywood.
I know, but I'd like to know what the Ricky is. All right. Can you just tell me what the Ricky is?
Well, I'm telling you about my chocolate shake.
Oh, okay. Right.
We need to update it. Ricky Henderson, maybe the Shohei.
It sounds a lot
it's
better.
A good reference.
I mean, it's Ricky.
I like
We've been
it.
Using that word slash name forever.
Well,
Ricky.
Let me see here. I'm trying to look through here the Ricky because I was too busy.
We're not
going to
have a clip.
Cupcake.
I mean, Shohei. We're never going to hear that.
I can't do the woman from Office has breast cancer. That's a terrible Ricky.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Which
that.
Woman?
I mean, they're about Jenna Fisher.
Hey, what about the art story? The art story. That's
the
a funny
art
one.
Story. Beer can artwork accidentally thrown in bin by staff member at a Dutch museum. So the artwork, All the Good Times We Spent Together by artist Alexander Levette. It looks like 2 crushed beer cans was thrown away by a mechanic at a Dutch museum.
How much is it worth? Is it worth millions?
I don't know. Let me see.
That's an evergreen bit that Cakes says art makes no sense, which I think all of us agree.
Well, it's two crushed beer cans. I should have my daughter paint my two crushed beer cans.
Every day.
Every day, and I'll just put it up as art and charge millions for it.
I can't seem to find... let me see. They just give another example where somebody else threw away a $700,000 piece of art.
Yeah.
Me or Jason would be the most likely to do it because we're like cleaning up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you would definitely
you throw
it.
Away yeah. Van Gogh silly. Yeah.
Declutter.
You throw away a Banksy original. Oh, I know. You'd be distraught.
One in, one out.
Who needs this masterpiece in the trash?
Oh, I got another Guernica.
I don't even get that reference.
Picasso painting.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Right, when we come back, or at what point? I think we have it at Loxley, right? What time's Loxley?
9:45. You're scatterbrained. Yeah.
I just don't care about that thing. I just, you know, whatever.
All right.
You can correct
me when
it comes
on. Game
show
Wednesday next.
Hold on. We're going to play Junkie Shootout. In the boat. It's,
we'll do that.
He's in a little 12-foot boat.
But next up. Next up.
He's got nothing coming.
It's Junkie Shootout. So call in now at 800-636-1067. You answer three random trivia questions in a row. You win a prize. We have tickets to go see Whitney Cummings at Warner Theater. Also, tickets to go see Deftones at Capital One. 800-636-1067. Junkie Shootout next.